You're listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
Order, order.
Good evening, this is Sean Curran at Westminster.
And now we fast forward in about 25 minutes to the bit on the EU referendum.
Now, by the end of 2017, voters will have had their say on whether or not the UK should stay in the European Union. The government wants to seek changes to the way the EU works before that vote is held.
What are the key areas of renegotiation for the UK government? And what is in and what is out? And what are your red lines?
That was Sir Bill Cash, the Conservative who chairs the European Scrutiny Committee. The Europe Minister, David Lidington, is expected to play a big role in the talks about the UK's relationship with the EU.
I can't give a, you know, running commentary on the detail of negotiation, and the people who would be most delighted if I were to spell out all the detail of negotiation would be the other countries and the European institutions with whom we are negotiating.
A Labour member of the committee, Kate Hoey, was interested in what could happen once the negotiations were over.
Can you tell us if there's any circumstances whatsoever as a result of these negotiations that you would be recommending to the Prime Minister or the Prime Minister would be recommending to the country that people should vote to leave the EU?
Well, it'll be a judgment first for the Prime Minister in particular at the end of the day. He said that if he doesn't get the changes he wants, he rules nothing out. And we're not sort of speculating beyond that because the government's clear objective is to get success.
The Europe Minister, David Lidington. Before we go, some election news from the House of Lords. Hereditary peers are allowed 92 places, and there's a by-election whenever there's a vacancy. The clerk announced the result of the latest ballot.
The successful candidate was the Duke of Wellington.
The first Duke of Wellington was, of course, responsible for defeating Napoleon at Waterloo 200 years ago. The ninth Duke, Charles Wellesley, will take his place in the House of Lords shortly. And that brings us to the final headlines from Westminster. The new Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, used his first appearance at the dispatch box to ask David Cameron a series of questions emailed in by members of the public. And the Home Secretary announced that the first of 20,000 Syrian refugees offered sanctuary in Britain would start arriving in the next few days. I'm Sean Curran. The editor was Christina Cooper. And that was Today in Parliament.
There are many more Radio 4 news and current affairs programmes to download for free. Find these on the website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.